Welcome back to Fantasy with the Boys on Fox.
Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Toyota, Let's Go Places, and Pizza Hut, because nobody out-pizzas the Hut.
Okay, thanks to our sponsors, let's get right into it. Who are you most proud of in fantasy football this week?
I'm going to have to go with Kyler Murray. Although he stands at an astonishing 5'7", that man sure can fly.
You know, this week, obviously, the Vikings had a tough matchup against a good Carolina defense that has really limited a lot of high-producing quarterbacks to low numbers and has really forced a lot of turnovers this season. But I was really happy with Kirk Cousins' performance. He was able to find Adam Thielen. Even though I do have Justin Jefferson, I'm still glad he was able to find the end zone and overall bring out the victory for the Vikings. It was a good win for them.
Very good point, Will. I'm going to have to agree. The Vikings like to make it close, but, you know, it helps our fantasy team, so we like them close games.
Absolutely. I really needed Justin Jefferson to pick up a few more catches for me. Unfortunately, I did lose, but I'm just glad that Ty and his other league was in and Hooked on a Thielen was able to come up with the victory.
It was a very big win for Hooked on a Thielen.
Okay. And then who was your biggest bust this week?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Mike Evans and Mike Williams, the Buccaneers and Chargers wide receivers respectively. Obviously, they both only dropped 4.7 points. I was really hoping for big performances based on Mike Evans dropping nearly 30 points last week and Mike Evans shooting way over the 35-point mark. But unfortunately, I was unable to get good production from them as they just simply didn't get the targets that other receivers got. And both of their offenses were really stopped by good defenses this week. Ty?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Terry McLaurin this week. He's had an average of 15.6 points throughout the season, but he really just didn't get it going from the get-go. He hasn't been very touchdown heavy, so I felt like it was a very solid play coming into the week, but he only had 5 targets for 3 receptions and 38 yards and just wasn't what I was hoping as my number one receiver.
I was really thinking that Scary Terry was going to get a lot of targets against a very struggling Kansas City defense. They've given up a lot of points to receivers. They've given up a lot of points to running backs. But this week, Patrick Mahomes and the defense were able to come together and get a win for Kansas City.
I do feel that Jackson Mahomes is very disrespectful, dancing on Sean Taylor's number 10.
I saw that. That disappointed me greatly. Sean Taylor's a great man, great safety, and seeing his flag get disrespected by such a prominent figure on the TikTok community is a great disappointment to me and many of the others in the football community.
And back to you, Ms. Gallegos.
Okay. Who was your best draft pick this year?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I had a good draft, and unfortunately, after some poor week one performances, I got a little angry, made some bad trades, but of the players that I do have left, I think my best draft pick is going to have to be Ezekiel Elliott. Although he had a slow start for the Cowboys, they've really found their groove, been able to pick up a couple of good wins, and he's really become a key player, not only as their number one running back, but also as a great receiving back to complement Tony Pollard.
And for my picks this year, I can't really narrow it down to just one guy, but I'm going to go with my top 2 running backs, which I picked with the 8th overall pick and the 12th overall pick, in Austin Eckler and Najee Harris. The two have respectively combined to be the number 2 and number 3 running backs in all of fantasy football, which is great value out of a lower first round pick and an upper second round pick.
I also picked up Najee Harris in a trade later on, and even though he hasn't necessarily become a touchdown machine for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he really has been good as Big Ben has been struggling to find throws accurately down the field. And even as some of the other Pittsburgh Steelers receivers have done well, Najee Harris has still maintained a good presence in my points per reception league.
Very good point, Will.
Ty, do you have any other thoughts on your draft or any other key players for you this year?
Just looking forward into the future. I'm really happy with my Jalen Hurts pick. The Eagles seem to dislike Miles Sanders as they do not hand him the ball, so
I totally agree. I have Miles Sanders on my team, and I was really hoping for a great number 2 complimentary back to fill kind of the role that Jonathan Taylor has this year for the Colts, but unfortunately Miles Sanders just simply hasn't gotten the touches that you need to be a top caliber running back.
And on to you, Noah.
Well, gentlemen, I think today was a successful conversation about the stakes in hand in the Fantasy Football League. That concludes our broadcast of Fantasy Football with the Boys. See you next Thursday.